दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय अभिनीत शुक्ला। द नेशन इज सेलिब्रेटिंग इट्स 79th इंडिपेंडेंस डे टुडे। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी लेड द इंडिपेंडेंस डे सेलिब्रेशंस फ्रॉम द आइकॉनिक रेड फोर्ट इन दिल्ली एंड हॉस्टेड द नेशनल फ्लैग। Addressing the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument, Mr. Modi exhorted countrymen to make India self-reliant and take pledge to use only Swadeshi product.
Ab mil kar ke vocal for local mantra ko har nagrik ke jeevan ka mantra banaye. Bharat mein bani hui, Bharat ke nagrikon ke pasine se bani hui, wo cheeze jisme Bharat ki mitti ki mehak ho aur jo भारत के आत्मनिर्भर के संकल्प को ताकत देता हो, हम उसी को खरीदेंगे, हम उसी का उपयोग करेंगे। यह हमारा सामूहिक संकल्प हो, देखते ही देखते हम दुनिया बदल देंगे।
The Prime Minister announced various initiatives in the fields of weaponry, nuclear energy, deep water exploration, along with next generation GST reforms. To create a powerful weaponry system to thwart any attempt by enemies, The Prime Minister announced that India will launch Mission Sudarshan Chakra. He said by 2035, this national security shield will be expanded, strengthened and modernized. The Prime Minister pointed out that a large share of India's budget still goes toward importing petrol, diesel and gas. He announced the launch of the National Deep Water Exploration Mission to tap ocean resources alongside major expansions in solar, hydrogen, hydro and nuclear power. Along with this, the PM highlighted India's focus on expanding nuclear energy through private sector participation. Prime Minister Modi announced the launch of a high-powered demography mission. The Prime Minister said, the 21st century is a technology-driven century and nation which masters technology scales the heights of development. He said, the government has advanced the work on semiconductors in mission mode. He announced that by the end of 2025, Made in India chip manufactured in Bharat by the people of Bharat will be available in the market. The Prime Minister announced the rollout of PM Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana with an outlay of around 1 lakh crore rupees for the youth of the country. The Prime Minister saluted the brave soldiers of Operation Sindoor, saying that the operation is a powerful testament to the valour and precision of the country's armed forces. He said it was a demonstration of India's defence self-reliance and proving that national security cannot rely on foreign dependence. The Prime Minister mentioned that the people of the country have now realized that the Indus Waters Treaty was unjust. He said that India will no longer tolerate nuclear blackmail. Celebrating the remarkable achievements of Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, who has returned from the International Space Station, the Prime Minister announced ambitious plans for India's very own space station, signalling a new era of indigenous space capabilities. The Prime Minister also interacted with special guests invited for the occasion and school students. Upon his arrival at the Red Fort, the Prime Minister was received by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth. Thereafter, Mr. Modi received the Guard of Honour. Flower petals were showered at the venue by two Mi-17 helicopters, one drooping the national flag and the other drooping a flag depicting Operation Sindoor. Earlier, Mr. Modi visited Rajghat and paid tributes to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi thanked world leaders for their warm greetings on India's Independence Day. In a social media post, President Murmu thanked Israel President Isaac Herzog and Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Mouizou for their warm wishes. Prime Minister Modi also thanked France President Emmanuel Macron, Bhutan Prime Minister Shering Tobgay, Mauritius Prime Minister Dr. Naveen Ramgulam for their greetings on the occasion of India's 79th Independence Day. In Jammu and Kashmir, relief and rescue operations are continuing in Chishoti village of Paddar subdivision in Kishtwar district, which was hit by a massive cloudburst yesterday. Our correspondent reports that the Chief Minister Omar Abdullah today announced during his Independence Day speech that the death toll in the calamity has risen to 60, while over 100 people are injured. President Draupadi Murmu has extended warm greetings and wished Indians living in the country and abroad on the occasion of Shri Krishna Janmashtami. In her message on the eve of Janmashtami, the President called it a festival filled with joy and enthusiasm. And that is the end of this news bulletin.